Scott, your host, back with Jeff at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 whistlefm.com in Stouffville. And before I forget, Stouffville, we'd love to get a meeting going out here. And I know several people around several churches, and I'm going to do my due diligence and try and reach out. But if you know of someone who'd like to very simply get a step program going that truly changes lives, and you know, don't let any kind of stigma of the word recovery or addiction or any of those things get in the way. Recovery is for everybody, and for those who won't admit it, well, you know, we hope they will see the way at some point, and we can help them too. But anyway, folks, Scott at sharingtheburden.ca, to T's and Scott, 647-222-0515, or find us online at sharingtheburden.ca. Jeffrey, we're back for a few minutes, and then we're going to be able to close up shop right on time, I would say. When we think of this continuing, you know, living day-to-day with just a forethought of, I'm going to make it a point of expressing somehow, as things come along, as they don't sit right with me, I'm going to express my emotions, but I'm not going to take them out on people either, and I'm not going to, you know, express anger, for instance, at somebody. I'll deal with it in one way or another, but I want to decide here and now that as things come up, I will be about handling them, you know, then and there, whatever it takes. So, I mean, and the first thing for me it takes is get away from the situation and plan how you're going to handle something, as opposed to, you know, striking out and causing something, which I have to think about and make up. And your simple, you know, description of you and your boy and something as simple as, you know, contributing to the household or whatever, is a real good example, because it's the kind of thing that goes on in our heads all the time, and we never talk about, you know, we just stay with that stuff, and we keep feeling bad when we don't need to. You know, we did our best, and now we're cleaning up our side of the street. We made our amend the best way we can. Now it's time to move on, you know, move on in life. So, what do you think? Any thoughts for this continuing to do inventory, this spontaneity in our way of life, you know?
Well, I was just looking at the step 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So it takes, I think this is something for, you know, I'm going to be a little one-sided here. Men in general have a hard time, harder, more difficult time with humility. I see that all the time, and I just think, man, that person's not. So it's just saying, it's not a weakness being humble. See, it's often determined to be a weakness or a sign of weakness to give in to someone else or whatever you might think. But humility is actually a great strength, a genuine humility at times. So this is a genuine humility for me, right, to say, I was wrong, right? That's one of the hardest things to say. Yeah. I'm wrong. And to say it out loud is more difficult. Inside, I might be fighting with me, and I'm going back and forth in my head thinking, I wasn't wrong, they were wrong. They caused me to get angry. So in our head, we start to justify our position, or my position. So at times, I just think, you know what? What about their position? What were they thinking? What initiated that? So there's sometimes an aspect of saying, you know, to me, shut up, to me. Yeah. And so that's how hard it can be. And then that's a humility aspect. Yeah. Because once we realize that, we can actually say it better, even if the other person was the person doing the wrong thing. Yeah. Because at least my attitude now isn't coming at them with a bold stance. Yeah. It's more of a humbled attitude in myself, as genuine as possible, and therefore, you know, or expressing that I was wrong, and promptly, the hard part is promptly for me, but I'm getting a little better, and, you know, that's the thing, right? I did this thing wrong. I actually, you know, Yeah. I do that with God all the time. I say, you know what, that was horrible how, you know, the guy cut me off and I was like, saying this and that and this and that. And go like, and I was really justified why I was doing that. But, you know, honestly, it's not a big deal.
Well, Jeff, on the road rage, we'll get off the air here. I want to thank you for being on with us. It's
great.
Great to have you on anytime. We'll do it many times. And the words that come to mind as you said, you know, you're wrong, are, you know, you may be right. You know, those simple words, when the emotionalism's coming on, Scott, if I can get you may be right out before anything else comes out, maybe we've saved the day. So anyway, it's been great. So next week, we'll talk to a new person about the same step. Thanks all for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.